The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Good morning. Donkey of the day for Wednesday, September 8th, goes to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Yesterday, Greg Abbott signed into law a bill that bans 24-hour and drive-through voting and imposes new hurdles on mail-in ballots and empowers partisan poll watches. Basically, it's just another voter suppression bill, okay? It's a lot of those going around. All right, what's the number now? 17 states have enacted 28 new laws making it harder to vote. You Negroes and Negro lovers scared the hell out of the white man so bad in the last presidential election when y'all went out there and voted by mail in record numbers. Oh, more than half of these new laws make it harder to vote absentee and by mail. The white man said, F your stamps, F your envelopes, F your big ass lips and tongue you use to lick it and seal it. We want it stopped. Texas is just the latest Republican controlled state that is buying into the narrative that there was voter fraud and the election was stolen. So they had to take extreme measures to protect the ballot box from cheaters. Let's go to KXAS NBC5 for the report, please.
The Texas elections bill that has made headlines for the last several months is officially law. Today, Governor Abbott signed Senate Bill 1, also called the Election Integrity Protection Act of 2021. In Tyler, Texas. Opponents say the law restricts voters, and now several groups are challenging it.
The Texas law, it does make it easier than ever before for anybody to go cast a ballot. It does also, however, make sure that it is harder for people to cheat at the ballot box in Texas.
But opponents disagree, saying there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud in Texas and believe the new law will make it harder for the elderly, disabled, and people in urban communities to vote. The new law bans drive-through voting and 24-hour voting, something that was popular in the Houston area during the 2020 election. It also requires mail-in voters to provide part of their ID or social security number, and anyone assisting someone filling out a ballot must submit paperwork on how they're related to the voter and recite an oath.
This is all about political power, people. Okay, a state like Texas is a rapidly changing state, and people of color make up damn near all of the population growth in Texas. And that growth is really concentrated in large cities that tend to vote Democrat. Public Enemy told us in 1990 that there was a fear of a black planet. Now it's a fear of a black, brown, and non-white planet, period. When you think of the fact that by 2045, they are predicting whites to be the minority, and when you think of the census poll that came out in June that shows white decline for the first time, okay, non-whites and Hispanics were a majority of people under the age of 16 in 2019. When you think about all that, then you know why all of this is happening. White fright, white fright, white fright. Okay, they are scared to lose their position of power in this country. I'm really just giving Donkey of the Day to Greg Abbott to remind y'all how cowardly Democrats are. Okay, they have tried every political strategy but courage. I keep telling y'all that. Governor Abbott is signing a voter suppression bill, and President Biden and Vice President Harris are just tweeting about it. Okay, President Biden tweeted, "We're facing an all-out assault on our democracy. We need to pass the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act to protect the sacred right to vote." Vice President Harris tweeted, "The new voting law in Texas signed by Governor Abbott is one of the most restrictive in the nation. The bill limits the options that enable the historic number of Texans, especially citizens of color, to vote safely in our last election." Okay, the U.S. Senate must act to protect the voting rights of all Americans by passing the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act in tweet. My dear, dear Democrats, hope is not a strategy. Never has been, never will be. How can the president of the United States of America say that we are facing an all-out assault on our democracy and not act like it, okay? And not do nothing but tweet about it? If there was an all-out assault on America, America would retaliate swiftly and with force. But an all-out assault on what is supposed to be the cornerstone of democracy, which is voting, just garners a couple of tweets. Let me guess. The way to beat voter suppression is to go out and vote in record numbers next year. We need the largest voter turnout in history to beat voter suppression. That has been the play every election cycle. Oh, and never mind the fact we haven't gotten any of the aforementioned voter rights laws passed. Never mind the fact we didn't get the George, Floyd Policing Act passed. We just got to beat voter suppression. Okay? That has been the play every election. All right? Every election. None of that matters. We haven't done anything for you, okay, but we need to galvanize in massive numbers to go out there and save America. Mm-hmm. Why am I so hard on Democrats about this? It's one reason and one reason only. Because Democrats have tried every political strategy but courage. Mm-hmm. Democrats can vote to get rid of the filibuster, but Democrats like Joe Manchin don't want to vote to get rid of the filibuster. And if they voted to get rid of the filibuster, the Biden administration could get some things done because the filibuster is what is used to block most of Biden's agenda. So the economy, voting rights, police reform, all of that could be passed if they got rid of the filibuster. Why? Because the Democrats have a majority that depends on a tie-breaking vote from Vice President Kamala Harris. If they got rid of the filibuster, they could pass legislation without Republicans. But they don't want to do that because they're cowards. Don't tell me there's an all-out assault on democracy if you aren't doing everything in your power to protect it. How are you constantly saying we have to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act? We have to pass the For the People Act. How are those things going to get passed? How? You want the same people who are clearly for voter suppression to vote against their own interests? The John Lewis Voting Rights Bill passed the House with 219 Democrats in favor and all, I repeat, all 212 Republicans opposed. So why in the hell would you think it would pass through the Senate? But if Democrats had some courage and they actually cared about the people who vote for them, they would vote to get rid of the filibuster, pass the laws they need to pass. And I promise you, if they did that, they wouldn't have to beg us to go vote. We would go vote because we are seeing what we are voting for, and that's results. But at this point, with 17 states enacting 28 new laws to make it harder for cheaters to vote, only thing I can think of is this is above us now. Kathy Griffin, could you please do the honors and give Governor Greg Abbott the biggest hee-haw?
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.